on WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
So, Martin, you have your chaps and your spurs ready?
Yeah, and I got my lasso and my skull and my tin coffee mug and my...
Just in case you're all wondering, we's headed to Amarillo, Texas this Friday, Martin and I.
Yeah, you better hurry up if y'all want to get there. You got until October the 7th to put in your application. It's going to be at a dude ranch, kind of like a canyon.
We was out there. Where do they find the information on that?
Well, you can go to martinzender.com and scroll down, and on the left, you see something that says Amarillo Conference, and you just click on that.
Did you say conference?
I said conference. We're going to confer when we're there.
Come to Amarillo.
Yeah, we're going to be there. It's at a retreat. It's going to be a retreat outdoors. It's going to be beautiful. The open Texas sky and...
snakes.
Snakes. You know,
steak.
50-mile-an-hour wind. I don't know. Amarillo's out there on the panhandle of Texas. So anything could happen. The organizer, Todd Miller, tells me it could be 32 degrees there. It could be 90. So bring your parka and your swimsuit. You have till October 7th to sign up.
All right.
And we want to see you there.
We got questions today, don't we?
Yes, I have a question today. What do you do to refresh yourself? Because you look much better today. Are you in your own strength today, or are you still like...
Well, I hit my head. I felt really good. When I got to the parking lot, I went to the front door.
Yeah.
And I put my head in the door jamb and slammed my head in the door a few
times.
Just so I'd be weak.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
That works.
So people, by the way, if you're listening, you can go to our website and send email questions, and some of them we will try to answer personally, or we'll answer them over the air.
Or both.
Yeah, or both. You can go to paulsevangel.com, and you'll see you can email questions to me or Martin, or you can go to martinzender.com. By the way, my website, Dan, is paulsevangel.com. And Martin Zender's website is martinzender.com.
So. Oh, and did I remember you got after me for doing that like Zender commercial on the Clang and Gong News? If anybody wants to get that, I'll have you know that when you sign up, I didn't mention this, but you have access to all the back issues, and there are now 33 back issues, and they're available to you when you sign up for Clang and Gong News at martinzender.com.
Nice! Yeah, you can get in on that good stuff.
Here's a question from a dude in Canada.
Lay it on me, Canadian dude.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
I didn't share this with you ahead of time, so I don't know what you're going to say.
All right.
I feel this. I'm taking this one first because this man needs help. And
all right, let's hear it.
All right, I am very, very scared.
That's not a good start.
No, that's the start of it, of the great white throne judgment. I am going to suffer affliction and distress, and I can't see the length and heaviness of my judgment. I don't know what to do, and the fear of my judgment is taking obsessive forms. It feels like my judgment is going to be nearly as heavy and long as the eternal torment which tradition scares people with. This fear is robbing me of joy and happiness because I'm afraid that the length and heaviness of my judgment will increase with every step I take. And I'm a believer. And I'm a believer. Can you please help me?
Well, what's his name? Canadian dude? Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah, we'll call him Canadian.
All right, listen. Canadian dude.
Yes.
There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Romans 8:1.
And let me repeat that. Romans 8:1 says, nothing, consequently, is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Let me repeat that again. Nothing, consequently, is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. It does not say nothing, consequently, is now condemnation to those who are behaving well, or those who are living up to a standard.
And we're reading between the lines in his letter, but that might be an issue there.
Well, we'll get into that in a second. The first thing that our Canadian dude needs to know is that Christ has removed all guilt. There is no guilt. There's no condemnation. If you're a believer, you can look up at God and say everything is just fine. We have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace. Think about, you know, this Canadian dude is suffering. Stop suffering. Christ already did it for you. He's already done it. He's already agonized over you. And for you to agonize, there's no reason. It's already been done. He did all the agonizing.
Yes. If you're a believer in Christ, you will not appear at the great white throne judgment.
That's another
thing. There is a great white throne judgment. And he uses these terms, affliction and distress, a couple times here. And his affliction and distress about the affliction and distress is that he says, quote, I can't see the length and heaviness of my judgment. Well, as we assured you, this is not your judgment. We're going to show you where the believer goes after death, where he appears. It's not the great white throne. We've told you before, the great white throne judgment occurs after the 1,000 years are finished. So this is at least 1,000 years away, for one thing. And you want to say something before I get into this affliction and distress? He's getting this affliction and distress is a scriptural pair of words. Yeah. He's getting this from Romans 2. Chapter 2, verse 5. Yet in accord with your hardness and unrepentant heart. And this is, I should start this in context, Dan, in verse 1 of Romans 2. Wherefore defenseless are you, O man, everyone who is judging. So this is a wholesale condemnation of mankind in general. And when he goes into verse 5, he says, in accord with your hardness and unrepentant heart, you are hoarding for yourself indignation in the day of indignation and revelation of the just judgment of God. First of all, just judgment of God. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. Just judgment of God. God is just, who will be paying each one in accord with his acts, not in accord with his sin. That's an important distinction. We should probably get into that. To those indeed who by endurance and good acts are seeking glory and honor and incorruption, life aeonian. Yet to those of faction, stubborn indeed as to the truth, yet persuaded to injustice, indignation, fury, and affliction. That's where our friend in Canada is getting these terms. God will pay to those of faction, those stubbornness in accord with their acts, indignation, fury, and affliction on every human soul which is effecting evil, both of the Jew first and of the Greek. Yet glory, honor, and peace to every worker of good, both to the Jew first and to the Greek. And so where does this take place? Now, I'd like to say this, that apart from Christ, this is the default setting for all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone is up for the just verdict of God. It's only in Christ that we do not come in to judgment. Okay? Now, it's my belief, Dan, I don't know if you agree with me here, but these things, this fury and affliction, and also the reward of aeonian life will take place at the great white throne judgment, because God is now passing over the sins. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but criminals today, those who spit in God's face and blaspheme him, he is completely overlooking. Nobody is answering for their acts, right? Because God is saving up his indignation. Now, the indignation and the just judging of God is always for the good of those who are affected by it. We have to say that. That God is not vindictive. He's not angry. This indignation is not like human indignation. God is not a man. When man gets mad, there's punishment. With God, it's always constructive. It's conducive to good. And that's always going to be the case. So, to our friend in Canada, even if you were afflicted and distressed, if it's from God, then it's always going to produce something for your benefit. Even if you were standing at the great white throne, but you're not.
Well, that's the key. He's not going to stand before the great white throne. We see the two issues of this term indignation and wrath. I think primarily we're going to see that displayed in the coming day of indignation, in the time of Daniel's 70th week, when God is in the book of Revelation, when he's all these things are happening on earth. You'll see that in Revelation chapter 4 to 18. And whether the great white throne has this indignation or wrath, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with that on that point. The issue is this. God is not going to be angry forever. He does have indignation. He will be showing his indignation at that day coming. But let me just say this to our Canadian friend again. It's like saying you're worrying about how cold it is in the North Pole when you live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get to the North Pole. You don't live there. You will never see the Great White Throne Judgment. If you believe in Christ, if God has given you the faith and you believe that Christ died for your sins, he was entombed and roused again the third day, you have no condemnation. And this is the glory of the evangel, the grace of God today. Now, as you pointed out, Martin, it's interesting in Romans 2 there's no mention of faith there. It's all about acts. There's two kinds of acts. There are those who are patient and enduring in good acts, and those who are stubborn as to the truth. And I think in Romans 1, 2, and 3, Paul is showing that there is no one in mankind who can be justified by his acts.
Right.
And so that's the key of Romans 1, 2, and 3. So the man who's, if he's reading Romans 2 and getting this out, if he's got to the point where he thinks he's a sinner, well, that's a good place. That's what Paul's doing there in Romans 1 and 2.
Right. He needs to keep going to Romans 3 and find out, yeah.
Exactly. So what does God do in Romans 3? He says, hey, Canadian dude, you're justified. Excuse me? But I did all these things that Romans 1 and 2 said. That's okay, you're justified. God declares you righteous.
And here's the verse, Romans 3:21. We went over this last week. Yet now, apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifest, being attested by the law and the prophets, yet a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith. Here's the key thing, I think, in verse 22. I don't know if we emphasized this. It's for all and on all who are believing. Now, I don't even know how the King James translates
it's
that.
It's similar.
Because I've been in the Concordant version for so long. But this faith is for all, but it's only on all who are believing. So everybody eventually is going to get this faith. Now, I believe that this fury and affliction, should that take place at the Great White Throne, the folks at the Great White Throne, they are going to be going through then what we're going through now. We're experiencing affliction, right? We're enduring afflictions and trials, and all things work together for good. And so we don't escape this even now as believers. But in that day, for an unbeliever who dies, they are going to experience some of these things at the Great White Throne. And God is going to do for them then what he's doing for us now. So it's not intolerable. I mean, it's hard. The affliction of God is hard. The distress that we go through, even as believers, is difficult. You wake up, you feel like crap, things go bad, you close your head in the door 10 times, only you do that on purpose.
Yes.
But, you know, this is going to happen for the unbelievers at the Great White Throne. And it's going to benefit them as much then as it does us now. And it's a white throne.
Yep.
And God is a just judge.
Yes, he's a just judge. It's not eternal conscious torment. What these people at the Great White Throne experience is death, not life. And they will then be cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death, and there to await the consummation when they will be revivified and justified, Romans 5:18, 1 Corinthians 15, and that's a glorious day coming.
Let's go to this passage tomorrow. Let's go to Revelation 20.
Remember,
tomorrow.
All of God's judgments have a purpose. They have
right.
a goal in view.
Let's go to Revelation 20 tomorrow, and then we'll tell this Canadian dude where he is going to be.
That's right.
And it's not the Great White Throne.
This is Dan Sheridan, paulsevangel.com.
I'm Martin Zender at martinzender.com. Be with us tomorrow. Thanks for listening.